We begin the current daf, Masechtas Gittin daf Hey. We begin on the bottom of daf Dala Mabez, four lines up in the bottom of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the beginning of our Masechta, where we explain the Machlekes Rabba and Rava in regards to the opening halacha of this Masechta, of Amevi Get Memedin Sayam, Tzorach Shem Befani Nechta Befani Nechta. Someone, a shliach, an agent that's bringing a get from a husband overseas to a wife in Eretz Yisrael, he has to say in front of me, it was written in front of me, it was signed. Rabbi says the reason is because we're concerned those Jews who live in Chutz Laaretz don't know properly the halacha of Lishma. So he has to say that he saw it being written Lishma. Whereas Rav explains that the concern is that if the husband's going to contest the validity of the get, you usually, the way you verify it and to validate the get or any document is by having Kiyim Hashtar, which is you have two witnesses who recognize the signature sign over there in the document. Here you're going to run into a problem because no one's going to recognize the signatures because those are people who signed it who live overseas. So to prevent that problem occurring, the rabbis gave nemanus to the shliach that they trust him, they believe him because he must have really checked it out good because he doesn't want to make a fool out of himself because he's going to be presenting this in front of either two or three people. So hence, they gave him that trustworthiness that it was that these are valid witnesses and therefore the husband can't come ahead and contest. Now, the Gemara had asked on Daf Dalam and Beis different questions on the interpretation of Rabba that the reason is because of Lishma, and not like Rava that it's because of that there's not no Eid Mitzuyin Lekaima, and that's why you have to say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechta. And the Gemara continues on that theme, asking questions on the interpretation of Rabba. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah later on Daf Tesa Medaf that says, Hamevi get mimedin nesiyam, if a shliach brings a get from overseas, and he cannot say, in front of me, if it was written in front of me, it was signed, which the Gemara will shortly explain why is it that he can't say. So that says the Mishnah, so if there are witnesses signed in the get itself, so what you do is you validate the document of the get through the signatures. In other words, you have people that recognize the signatures and they say, we recognize it, so then it's going to be a kosher get. And even though he's not saying Befani Nechtim, as we said he should in the beginning of the Masechta, but as long as you have that two witnesses could do Kiyum Hashtar to validate the document, then it's a kosher get. Now, Vavinaba, and the Gemara explains, we had asked regarding this halacha of that Mishnah, Mai Ve'en Yochaloyma, what does it mean that he cannot say? What's the circumstance? So the Gemara continues on top of Hey Madalf, and that is, Ilei Mecheresh, if you're going to say the reason why he cannot say Befani Nechtim is because he's a deaf mute and hence he can't speak, well, the question is that can't be the case conceptualization because Cheresh Bar Isuye Gituhu, do you think that a Cheresh is someone that could even be the Shliach to bring it, let alone you're saying he can't say it? So you say, okay, he can't say it, fine, but we could validate it with the Kiyum Hashtar. The difficulty in saying that it's a Cheresh is he can't be a Shliach for Lahailacha to bring the get in the first place. Because of what's not, we learn in the Mishnah later on, Chav Gilam Adalv, it says, Hakol Keshem Lehevi Yes Aget, everyone is valid to be the Shliach Lehelocha to bring the get. Chutz, there are three exceptions. Mecheresh, a deaf mute. Shaita, someone that's mentally deranged. And Mekotne, and a minor. And the reason for that is because they're what's called Labnei Deyaninu. They don't have the appropriate intellect, and therefore they can't be a Shliach for the Gerushin. Whereas the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that in general a katan, a minor, can't become a shliach or these people that don't have das, and hence the same thing would apply for a shliach lahailacha. So what is this case of that you're saying that he couldn't say? Who can't say? Why can't he say? If he didn't see, then that's really a problem. So he's saying that he saw, he just can't speak, but why can't he speak? If he can't speak because he's a cheresh, well then he's a flaw in his shlichus, in his being an agent in the first place. So now the Gemara says, "Va'amar Rav Yisuf," and Rav Yisuf had interpreted, what is the case on the Mishnah Daf Tes? It's Kagun Shenasnu La Kishu Pikach. When he was the agent, when he did the delivery of the get, he was actually still sane. Hence, he was a kosher shliach, and he was valid in his shlichus. However, but he didn't get an opportunity. It was actually that precise the timing that when he gave it, he was about to say Befani Nechtim, and then he became mute. So that's the circumstance of where we're saying that he was a good shliach, but now he can't say Befani Nechtim. Okay, fine, so then we'll go ahead and we'll validate the document, not by his words, but by Kiyum Hashtar. Now that asks the Gemara, L'Rava Nichel Rabba Kasha. Now that halacha, the Mishnah, works very well according to Rava, because it says, Yiskayim B'chesamav, you'll validate it with the signatures. Well, that's like Rava, who he said the whole reason why we say before the Nechdam is so, okay, that we don't have to come onto two witnesses, because they might not recognize because they live so far. But if he can say, so fine, we'll have to do the harder way, which is to have two witnesses. But that's difficult according to Rabbah, because who cares that you be mekayem the shtar b'chesamav? According to Rabbah, the primary concern of not being mekayem l'shma doesn't help by being mekayem the shtar b'chesamav. You're right. These are two real witnesses, and it's a real document. But who cares? We don't know that it was written l'shma. So how does it help? If he's not saying b'fanei nechdem, how does it help by having kiyum hashtar? So now the Gemara answers a new chiddush, as we had made certain qualifications in Rabbah's interpretation on the previous daf. The Gemara further curtails it and says, what we're talking about over here in the Mishnah Daf Tes is la'achar shalamdu, which is talking about that after those Jews in overseas already learned the necessity of halacha of lishma, and that it has to be written for the woman's namesake, and they know this already, and they do like all other halachas, that we don't have to be suspicious of them, they write to get lishma. So the Gemara asks, ihachi, if you're saying that the Mishnah Daf Tes is talking about that they already know the halacha of lishma, so then yachol nami, well, then even a person, the shliach, that could speak, should also not have to say b'fanei nechdem or b'fanei nechdem. In other words, if it's possible to go ahead and be mekayimit with edim, which is the case that you're talking about over here, and that is necessary, as we explained in the previous daf, that Rabbah isli the Rava. Rabbah agrees, besides the necessity of lishma, there's also the concern that he agrees to of Rava, that you have to be mekayim the chaysamais. But again, if you're saying that there's a possibility of two witnesses over there, so then he shouldn't have to say b'fanei nechdem b'fanei nechdem. So why are you saying only if einu yachalayim, if he can't say because he became a cherish at the last second? What do you mean, even if he could say? Why does he have to say? L'achar shalamdu, they already know the halach of lishma. So why does he have to say b'fanei nechdem b'fanei nechdem? Because of the kiyum hashtar. So that, you have two witnesses for that. So that the Gemara answers that no. Even though they already learned it in the halach of lishma, the rabbis did not uproot their original takana, meaning when they had instituted before the Jews in Medina Siyam were learned in the halach of lishma, that again, according to the interpretation of Rabbah, they instituted the necessity of saying b'fanei nechdem, so that the shliach could verify there was written lishma. Now, why not? Why didn't they uproot it once they already know and are keeping the halach of lishma? It's a gezerah, it's a decree, shemayach zedava l'kukuli, because maybe it's going to revert back to the way it originally was, and that is they're going to forget the necessity of the halacha of lishma. So therefore, if you have a shliach that could speak, then the shliach has to say b'fanei nechdem to verify that it was written lishma, even though we're not suspicious of that anymore. But we're maintaining this gezerah of b'fanei nechdem because it might revert back to that. We don't know, just like originally they didn't keep it, maybe there will come a time again that they're going to forget that halacha. Now the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, well then, einu yachol nami. Well then, okay, if you're saying that the rabbis are requiring the saying of b'fanei nechdem, because even though they do know the halach of lishma now, but it might come a time that they're going to go back to their original status of not being careful in that, so then even someone that can't talk should still have to say b'fanei nechdem, and it shouldn't be enough with kiyum hashtar, because we have to verify was it written lishma. So who cares that he can't talk? If he can't talk, fine, then they can't work. So that the Gemara answers, Pikech v'nischarish, the way we described that case was, again, we said it couldn't be a cherish, because then it couldn't be a shliach in the first place. We said that he was totally sane, and he had all his faculties complete. And then, after he gave the get, then he became a deaf-mute. Says the Gemara, that's milsalei shlicha. That's not such a common case for that to happen, where the shliach became deaf-mute the second after he gave it, before he got a chance to say b'fanei nechdem. Now, that is a Talmudic dictum that something that's not common, the rabbis did not put their decrees on such cases. They decreed on what is the general norm. Things that are not so common, they didn't decree, and therefore, although yes, they made a gezerah that even now, you have to say, that's only by normal case, by something that's so uncommon, where he gave it and then it became a cheresh. That's leishchiach, and never the gezerah of shemayach zedava kakul doesn't apply over there, and that's why we don't have to say or have the halacha of lishma, and it's enough with just kiyum hashtar. Now, but the Gemara asks on this premise, but va'ishra de leishchicha, but this that a woman herself should bring her get as a shliach to herself. That is, that she shouldn't be divorced until she reaches that bezdin. In other words, if let's say she was with her husband overseas. Her husband says, I'm making you a shliach, you as the agent, to deliver the get to yourself. Well, what does that mean? Meaning, when you deliver it to that court, then that court will allow the procedure of you receiving the get. Now, that's definitely not common that the woman herself should be her own shliach, lahilacha, to get divorced. Yet, utinan, still we learned in the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Mabez that says, isha atzma mevia gita, the woman herself could bring her own get, but as long as she has to say, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed, where, as Rashi points out on Daf Chav Tal Amad Alef in the second parak, the Gemara there asks, how does this work? Doesn't she get divorced the second the get is in her hand? So there the Gemara explains that it's talking about where he told her, until you reach that court, then I want you to have a status of a shliach. But either way, you just said that the reason why the Mishnah Daf Tes holds it's enough with Ki Mashtar is because it's talking about a not normal case, something that's not common, of becoming a cherish the moment after he delivered it, and therefore legazah barabanan. But yet here we maintaining that a isha is leishchiach, and yet still she has to say b'fanenachdam. So that the Gemara answers it's leitachlik b'shliches. That is, the sages didn't want to differentiate between different types of agents. So therefore, yes, although a woman is not common, but still, since we want all shlichim to still continue saying b'fanenach v'fanenachdam, so we maintain the woman to have to keep on saying b'fanenach v'fanenachdam, even though it's not common. Now, that stands in contrast to the person that became a cheresh at the last second, who he cannot say it. So that wouldn't be included in shalei tachlik. In other words, because, yes, we don't differentiate. Yes, he would have to say it. He just cannot. Now, so therefore, since he cannot, we don't include that in the, again, the woman herself, because of nisle shchicha, would not have to say b'fanenach b'fanenachdam. Because you're right. The gzev shemayachza davel kukuloi would not include the woman, because it doesn't include cases of mizlei shlicha. But for a different reason, we require the woman to say it, because shalei tachlik b'shlicha, so we don't want people to start differentiating, saying, but agent does have to, doesn't have to. So that would have similarly applied to the person that became a cheresh. They can't. But he just cannot. So therefore, since he cannot, so therefore it doesn't apply the shalei tachlik, and therefore you're back to the halacha, that since it's a mizlei shlicha, legazav rabbanan for this concept of shemiyachza davil kukula. Now, the Gemara continues asking this. It says, "Ihachi bal nami." If that's the case, then the husband should also, in other words, because Allah matanya, why do we learn the Braisa? It says, "Hu atzmei shehevi gita." If he himself brings the get that he wants to divorce his wife, which he wrote overseas, now he comes and he brings it himself, like almost he's the his own shliach, and he's coming to divorce his wife over here in Eretz Yisrael. The Braisa says, "In tzarch leim b'fanenach b'fanenachim." He doesn't have to say b'fanenach b'fanenachim. Why? Didn't you just say shlei tachlik b'shliches? Didn't you say that whoever is coming to deliver it, even if it's a case that shouldn't have to say it, like the woman, because it's mosle shchicha, but so that we shouldn't make differentiations, we make everyone say, so why doesn't the husband have to say? To which the Gemara answers, wait a second. Time am I, Amr Rabbanan Tzach, what's the whole reason why the rabbis mandated this whole halacha, that every agent who is bringing from Medina Zayam has to say b'fanenach b'fanenachdam, loyim b'fanenach b'fanenachdam, what's the whole reason? The primary reason is because of a concern, which is, as Tosfos explains, even the parameters of Lishma, which is Dilma Asi Balma Ara Apostle, because maybe the husband's going to come and protest and contest and invalidate the get, which is, he's going to say, oh, I didn't know about this halacha of Lishma, which again is this that Rab is always concerned for Lishma. As we explained in Daf Beis, really everyone knows of Lishma, and just a minority not, and even that, the Safra, the Dayan, the ones who write them, are for sure well-versed in Lishma. It's just that we're concerned that maybe the husband will find and say, oh, I found the get in the garbage. I didn't know then the halacha of Lishma. Now I do know. So that's really the whole reason why we require, not only for Rava's interpretation, but even according to Rava's interpretation. Now, hashta minka noked lebiyade. So now when the husband himself is holding the get, he's delivering it. V'iruri kuma arala. What do you think? He's going to come and contest it? That doesn't make sense. How could you be delivering it and contesting it? It's not something that we would entertain to say that at a later time he's going to come and say that I didn't know the halacha of the Shema. That's something that we wouldn't believe. If someone else is bringing it, then he might come and contest it. And therefore, the Gemara says that the husband himself wouldn't apply the shalei tachlik b'shlichus because if he's bringing it, the whole reason of saying b'fanenach v'nechten doesn't even apply in the first place. So the Gemara continues, Tashema, trying to bring another raya, not like the interpretation of Rabbah, that the reason of b'fanenachten is because also of lishma. So the raya is because debayim nei Shmuel m'Rafuna. Shmuel had asked from Rafuna the following question. It says, Shnayim shehiviyu get, two people that were appointed to be the agents to bring the get m'medinas yam from overseas. So the question he wanted to know was, Tzrichin shirem b'faneinu nechtam b'faneinu nechtam? Do they have to say that in front of us it was written, in front of us it was signed? Or ye'in tzrichin, or they don't have to? So Amaleis Ravuna said to Shmuel, ein tzrichin, they don't have to say it anymore. And he explained, he says, Umagi ilu yemer b'faneinu girsha, because wouldn't it be the case that if these two people wanted to, if they would say that in front of us she was divorced, miloy mehemni, wouldn't they be believed? In other words, if they want to say that we testify that she was divorced, and they give her the get, or they give her shlich the get, of course they would be believed because they're two witnesses and they can validate the halacha that the get, that the woman was divorced. So therefore, for sure, if they're bringing the get now and they're doing the delivery, they don't have to say because they themselves are the witnesses of the woman's receiving of the get who's getting divorced, and therefore they could testify regarding that. Now on that, the Gemara asked, L'Rava Nich, L'Rava Kasha. That's good according to Rava that holds the whole reasoning is based on the Kiyum Hashtar. That if the husband will contest it, we can validate the document through the witness's signature, through the two people that are bringing it. But according to Rabbah, who he says that even when you have two people bring it, you still have to say b'fanenachten, because Allah of lishma. So why did Ravuna tell Shmuel that they don't have to say? So that the Gemara answers, Hachmaiskinan, the halacha that Ravuna was telling Shmuel is talk malacha shalom, that was already after the time that the Jews of Medina Siyam already were well versed in the halacha of lishma. Therefore, there's no concern for it. The only concern is ki mashtar, and therefore two people don't have to say. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case that they're already well versed, well then chad nami. Well then, even if one person brings the get, so therefore, as the Rishonim explained that we're talking about in a place where there's Edom that are Mitzvun Lekaimoi, so there's no concern for the Ki Mashtar, so then even when one person brings it, according to the interpretation of Rabbah, you shouldn't have to say b'fanenachten, because there's no concern of Lishma. So that the Gemara says, no, Gzeir Shemiyachzer Dovel Kukuli. No, Rabbah would hold that, let's say, even if there's no concern about Ki Mashtar, but if there's only one person bringing it, then he still has to say b'fanenachten, even though the people in Medina Ziyam already know the halacha of lishma, because we're concerned, as we mentioned this before, that maybe they're going to revert back to their old ways, so they maintain the requirement of b'fanenachten for the halacha of lishma. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi beitrei nami." So then we're back to the question. So how do we understand Rav Huna's answer to Shmuel? Even if two people bring it, they should also have to say b'faneinu nechtam b'faneinu nechtam. Because even though there's no problem about Ki Mashtar, because they're two witnesses, but they should still have to verify the halacha of lishma. So that the Gemara answers, Beitrei demai sugita, two people bringing a get is muslo shchicha. That's very uncommon, because generally you send one person as an agent. Who's going to hire two people to be an agent to deliver his get? And the muslo shchicha legaza barabban. As we mentioned before regarding the woman, same thing over here. When you have two people bring a get, it's not common, and the not common case was not included of the gzera of Shemayachza double kukula, and that's why they don't have to say in regards to the halach of the Shema, b'faneinu nechtav, b'faneinu nechtav. No, but the Gemara now references what we said before, but v'yishad lo yishchicha, but regarding a woman that's also not common, yadu tanani isha atzma levi'a git, and still we learned, as we mentioned this before, that the woman brings her own get, u'bavad shi atzma tzricha loim b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, but as long as she does have to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. So that the Gemara answers, that is shloi tachlik b'shlichas. That's like we said before, because we don't want to differentiate between other types of shlichas. And so you're right, her intrinsically doesn't have to say, because she wasn't included in the gzera d'rabbanan, because it's muslei shlicha, but we don't want to differentiate between other shlichas. Now, that taste explains, that's in regards to when there's one messenger, one agent, which is the woman or any eidachet, because we make a gzera of even one type of agent, which is not common, which is the woman, because it might come to confuse with another single type of agent who has to say it because of Gezer Shem Yachz Devil Kukula. But it doesn't refute what the Gemara just said regarding when two agents bring the get, we're Trei Atuchad L'Gezrina. We don't make a decree of Shlei Tachlik B'Shlichas. We might come to confuse different agents, because here it's obviously different when two people bring it versus one person brings it. Now, however, the Gemara continues to ask, it says, Ihachi Bal Nami. Well, if that's the case, well, you're saying that you don't want to be mechalik between any shlichis, so then the husband also should have to say the halacha of b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So Allah matani wadul in the b'raisa who atzma shebi gita, if he himself brings his own ged, in a tzarech lem b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, he doesn't have to say this b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Because, again, if there's the same concern for the halacha of shemiyach z'deval kukula, he has to verify that it was written lishma. Now, even if you're saying that it's not common for the husband to bring it like that, to be the shliach, but still, shleitachlik b'shlichas. So the Gemara answers, time of my amra banon, tzorach loim b'fan nechtam b'nechtam. What's the reason why the rabbis say the whole purpose in the first place of saying b'fan nechtam b'fan nechtam? Is dima asu ba ma'ara apostle, because maybe the husband's going to contest the validity of the get, whether with the signatures like Rava, or whether the halach of the shema like Rabba. Hashta minka nakele b'yadi, but now that he's holding it himself, he's delivering it. The urikum arle, what you're thinking, now he's going to contest it. That's not something that we should have to entertain, and therefore we don't require him at all, even regards to halach of shleitach b'shlichus, to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya, not like Rabba. Toshima, we learn the b'raisa. Hamevi get mimedina sayam unesanu la. Someone brings a get, an agent, a shliach from overseas, and they gives it to the woman. V'loi omar, some take out the gersa la. V'loi omar la b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Now the shliach doesn't say, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed. So on that, the b'raisa says, im niskayim b'chisamav kasher. So okay, he didn't say b'fani nechtam. But if it's validated with the signatures, that is, we find two people or the witnesses themselves who recognize the signatures in the ged, then it's kasher. Bimlav pasul. But if not, it's pasul. Now, says the Gemara heavy, what you could say based on this price is that, and this is what the price is saying, is that lehutzuchu leim b'fani nechtam lahachmer la. What you could infer is that they didn't require the saying of b'fani nechtam as a stringency. In other words, to say that you always have to say it, that even if, let's say, we makayim the get b'chesamav, that you would still have to say it. Obviously not. Ela lahakala. Rather, it's as a leniency. In other words, that we didn't make you have to go ahead and find two witnesses to verify the get. That's why we said that, okay, so if we're going to make it easier on you. It's very hard to find witnesses to recognize signatures from people who live overseas. So as long as the shlech, who's one person, says that he saw the signatures, he saw it being written, so he could validate it on his own. And that's why we're saying that if the person didn't say before nechtam, if it was niskayim b'chesamav, it's going to be kasher. But again, if not, then it's going to be possible because it's being contested over here and we don't have any way of validating it because he didn't say before nechtam, and there's no kiyum hashtar. So ask the Gemara, l'rava nichel rabba kasher, that seems to be like Rava, that the whole necessity of b'fani nechtam as a leniency is regards to halach of kiyum hashtar, but it's not like Rava. Because according to Rabbah, so okay, it's you mekayim the shtar. So it wasn't a forged document because it was two valid witnesses. But still, who said it was written lishma? So that the Gemara says, Hachamai iskin al acha shalamdu. As we said before, this Bryce is talking about that after they're well learned, after they're learned, okay, so there's no concern about lishma. And the only concern is Rabbah's concern of the kiyum hashtar, which again, we did it with two witnesses. So on that the Gemara asks, Bavo amrit gezeri shemiyach zadaval kukula, but you, as we mentioned previously in all the Gemara's Shakla Bataria in the back and forth, you said that even though they're La'acha Shalamdu, that they know the Halacha, but still we have to be concerned that they're going to go back to their old ways, and therefore you have to confirm that it was written Lishma. So why is it okay over here that you're saying that it was B'fani Nechtam is only a leniency, not a stringency in regards to Kiyum Hashtar? That's not true. There's another concern, even without that, of Lishma. So that the Gemara answers, what we're talking about is Kishanissas. This Bryce is talking about where she really got married with this get. And that's what the Bryce is saying, is that because of this gezerah of Shemiyach Zadavul Kukuloi, which mandates the statement of B'fani Nechta for Lishma, even La'acha Shalamdu, that was not said as a stringency. And that's why she doesn't have to get divorced based on that concern. Now, but the Gemara asks, Yehachi, if that's the case, then you're telling me the reason why. You're saying that you agree, like you said previously on this daf, that Shemiyach Zadavul Kukula would require b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. You're just saying the reason why she's okay and she doesn't have to leave because of this get is because she's already married, so we're not going to make her get divorced. But then if that's the case, so the sentence that the Braisa said when they concluded from this halacha by saying, Hevei, so you see, loy hutzuchu loy b'fani nechtam, that we didn't require the saying of the shliach. in front of me was signed lahachmerla as a stringency, el lahakala only as a leniency. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. Mishum denisisu. It's only because she's already married with this get. In other words, if she didn't get married, then we wouldn't let her get married with this get, even though it was written in the Skyim Bechesamov, because Befanenechtim is a stringency beyond Kiyam Ashtar because of the Gezerah of Shemayachaz Adavel Kukul that requires the additional component of Lishma. So why are you saying this sentence as if that from the contrast of Befanenechtim to Kiyam Ashtar, Befanenechtim is a leniency. We didn't make you have to get Kiyam Ashtar, but if you get a Kiyam Ashtar, it's okay because that's the more stringent. That's not true. According to Rabbah, there is a stringency beyond Kiyam Ashtar, which is that halacha of Lishma. And you tell me the only reason why she doesn't have to leave over here is because she already got married. So that the Gemara answers that, truthfully, it's like we said. The reason is because she's already married, that's why she doesn't have to leave. Now, Hachi Kama, this is what the Brice is saying. And you would think that we should go so far to be stringent on this woman who got this get from the Shliach, from Adin Nesiyam, who didn't say Befanechtim, and that she should have to get divorced from this new husband because the get that she got didn't have Befanechtim with it. That says the Brice, Heve, no, they did not say that the requirement of Befanechtim is so stringent on the halacha that we would require her to get divorced after she got married, because no, we didn't say it's so stringent in regard to making her get divorced. And this is where it's very different the way we explained it before, because rather the whole initial halacha of Befanechtim was a leniency that she shouldn't have to come on to Eidim. Now, as we continue on Talmud Beis, because why? Time am I, what's the reason why the rabbis required the whole statement of Befanechtim? It's because Dilma Osi Baal Ma'ar Upasle, because maybe the husband's going to come along and contest the validity of the get. And again, whether that's in the signatures as a forgery like Rava, or even according to Rabba, who said the reason is of Lishma. But again, the real concern, as we explained before, is not so much in the intrinsic halacha itself. It's more because we're concerned he's going to come with such a claim that it wasn't written Lishma. Now, therefore, if she didn't get married, so yes, we wouldn't let her get married because of that concern. But hashta, but now where we explain the case of the Brisa is that she already got married with this get, so then why would we require her to get divorced? Ba'al lo kama ar. The husband didn't yet come to contest the validity of the get. So anan nikum in arla, we ourselves are going to come ahead and contest the validity of the get to make her get divorced from the new husband that she married from this get who didn't have befanenechtim on it. The whole befanenechtim is inherent a leniency. Yes, it could be a stringency. It's not like the way we read it before. It could be a stringency in contrast to Kiyam Ashtar. But the whole purpose of it was a leniency in regards to the husband's contesting the validity, that we shouldn't have to put up with such a situation when he does contest. But if she used it even without Befanenechtim, so okay, so we're going to leave it as such. Why should we make her get divorced? When the husband comes, then they're going to have to deal with the problem to verify the chesamas and the validation of the lishma. But before he comes to contest it, of course, we're not going to go ahead and be more stringent than the whole purpose of Vanechtim, which was really a leniency for her so that she can avoid and preclude the husband's contesting of the get. So, again, we didn't refute the interpretation of Rabba or Rava. Now the Gemara continues and says that, like this Machlekes, Rabba and Rava that we've been discussing since Daf Beis, there actually are an earlier Machlekes Amaram that argues and disputes the same exact point. So the Gemara says, "Beplukted Reb Yechon and Reb Yishuv ben Levi." This machlekes Rabba and Rav is actually an earlier machlekes Amaram of Reb Yechon and Reb Yishuv ben Levi, where Charam alafish im bikin lishma. One of them says, like Rabba, the reason why it was instituted b'fanachm is because of the concern of that the people in Chutz Laaretz are not proficient in the halacha of lishma. The Charam alafish ein edim tzur nekame. One says the reason is because there's no witnesses that are around who can recognize signatures from down there, and that's going to be a problem, and the husband contested. So that's why we institute it as a leniency to have the shliach be believed in the validation of the signatures. So says the Gemara, "Tistayim de b'shub ben Levi hu da'am alafish in bekin lishma." We can prove that, because the way it was quoted was it didn't say who says what, we could prove that Reb Shimon Levi is the one that held like Rabbah because of the concern of Lishma. Because the Reb Shimon Bar Abba Aisigita, Reb Shimon Bar Abba brought a get from Medina Siam, Lekameh Reb Shimon Ben Levi in front of Reb Shimon Levi. V'amalein, he said to him, Tzrechnu Lameme b'fani necht my loy. Do I have to say in my delivery of the get from Medina Siam to Eretz Yisrael, b'fani nechtav and b'fani nechtam or not? So Amalei leit tzrichas. So Reb Shimon Levi said to him, you don't have to. Because Lo Yamru, they only said this requirement, only in the earlier generations where the Jews overseas weren't proficient in the halacha of writing the document for the sake of this woman. But said Yerushua, but Yerushua ben Levi, Tribshim Barabba, but now in today's times where all the Jews are proficient in this halacha of the Shema, then you don't have to say it anymore. Says the Gemara, it's time. So obviously you could tell that Reb Shimon Levi was the one who said that the institution of Befanech, Befanechon, was based on the principle of not being Bekein Lishma. Now, on this, the Gemara asks, Betizbra, is this interpretation correct that you said the way you said the story, that Reb Shimon Bar Abba was a single Shliach, and that Reb Shimon Levi says, okay, so now you don't have to say Befanech, Befanechtim anymore? But V'Rabba Isli the Rava, what do you mean? As we mentioned in previous, Rabba agrees to Rava's principle, meaning Rabba, who says that you have to say Befanech Nechtim, because of not being Bekein Lishma, agrees that another reason why you have to say it is because of there's no Eidim Mitzurin L'Kaimai. So, sans Rabba's concern of Lishma, because they're already Bekein, but he should still have to say B'fadei Nechta, because of the concern that there's no Eidim Mitzurin L'Kaimai in Eretz Yisrael regarding the witnesses signed who are from Medina Ziyam. V'ay, moreover, Ha'amrinon Shemiyachzeh Dabal Kukula, we already pointed out that those who hold like Rabba, meaning to say that even those regards to the Halach of Lishma, even today have to say b'fani nechtam, because it might revert back to the way it always was, that they didn't know the halacha. So even though now that they do know, you should still have to say b'fani nechtam. So why is Reb Shimon Levi telling this one shliach, B'shim Bar Abba, that he doesn't have to say? So Ella, rather, B'shim Bar Abba, inish achrina hava bade. The truth is that there actually was another shliach with him. So since there was two agents, so that we said Rava always holds, you don't have to say b'fani nechtav, because what's the concern? The husband's going to contest. You have these two shluchim, who they themselves are two witnesses that could verify the validity, and therefore that's not a concern. Now moreover, we explained that according to even Rava, two people bringing a get is a misal l'shlich, it's not common. And therefore we said that they're not included in the gezeira of Shemayachzer double kukulai, and therefore, both according to the reasoning of Rava, which Rava agrees to, and of Rava of Shemayachzer double kukulai, doesn't apply to have to say b'fanei nechta when two people are bringing it. Now, v'had lechashalei, this that we didn't mention that there was another person, they were Reb Shimon Bar Abba delivering the get, is mishum kveid Reb Shimon, because of the honor to Reb Shimon. It's not appropriate to say him and him as if they're both on equal par. So we only mentioned Reb Shimon Bar Abba. The truth is there were two people, and that's why Reb Shimon Levi told him he doesn't have to say b'fani nechtav. Now, a related discussion, the Gemara says, Itmar, it was said, and we mentioned this machlekes in the previous daf, b'fnei kama noisnoloi. In front of how many people does the shliach, the agent, have to give the get to the woman? How many people have to witness that nesina? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, it's a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. One says it has to be in front of two people. One says it has to be in front of three people. Says the Gemara, it's time Rabbi Yechon who da'am b'fnei shnayim. We could prove that Rabbi Yechon was the one who said that it has to be given only in front of two people. Because the Ravan Barav Chiz, the Aisi Gita Likamed Rabbi Yechon, and Ravan Barav Chiz, the broader get as a delivery, as a shleach in front of Rabbi Yechon, va'amar lei, zil hav lo ba'apitrein. Rabbi Yechon told him, go give it to the woman in front of two people. And say to them, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed. So the Gemara says, time. It's definitely a proof that Rabbi Yochanan held only has to be given in front of two and not three people. So the Gemara says, Leima b'hol kemiflegi. Let's say, what is the principle that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about if you have to give it in front of two or three people? In the following idea, demand the amr b'fnei shnayim k'saver Rabbi Yechon, who held that you only have to give it in front of two people, he held l'fisha in b'kin l'shma, that the reason why you have to say the b'fanei nechtav in the first place is because that they weren't proficient in the halacha of l'shma. Now, that's why it's enough to give it in front of two people, who they will then be the witnesses to say that the shliach said b'fanei nechtav, and therefore, if the husband comes and contests the validity of the get because of the halacha of l'shma, they won't pay attention to him because they'll know that it was written l'shma because you have two witnesses verifying that the shliach had said that it was written lishma. Whereas Uman Damav and Ishloish, but according to the one that says it has to be given in front of three people, Reb Chanina, Ksava lefisha ein edim mitzun lekaimai. He held like Rava, meaning this machlekes is machlekes Rabban Rava. He held that the reason why he has to say before the Nechav is because maybe we're not going to have any witnesses to validate the witnesses signed in the document, in the get. Now, since the purpose of this shliach lahilacha by saying b'fani nechtiv is taking the place of kiyam hashtar, so you need to have three people as a bezdin, as the Gemara says in Masechet Ksubot Daf Chaf Alef Amud Beis, that kiyam shtaris has to be b'shloisha. So this is essentially like a kiyam hashtar. He's validating the witnesses that are signed in the document, although you usually need two. This is where the rabbis were leaning and said you only need one. So that's why you need to have three. So seemingly, the machlekes Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan is a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi. Now the Gemara says, "V'tizbra." Do you really think that makes sense? That is the concept of their machlekes? But you can't say that because from the fact that we concluded on the previous Gemara's discussion that Midrash Bishu ben Levi Amar lefishein bekein lishma, we said there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Bishu ben Levi. Regarding the same machlekes Rabbi and Rava, is it because of ein bekein lishma or because ein edim b'tzun l'kaimai? And we prove from an incident that Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one that holds the concern is because of not being bekein lishma. So obviously the inference is that Rabbi Yechanan, who is the disputant of Rabbi Shimon Levi in that machlekes, is amal lefisha ein b'tzun l'kaimai. That is because he holds the reason is because of ki mashtar. Then how can you say that Rabbi Yechanan is who we proved is the one that says it only has to be said in front of two people, where you just explained that reasoning is based on the concept of lishma, which we said that Rabbi Yechanan holds it because of ein edim b'tzun l'kaimai. That's one question. Vaid, moreover, how can you say that the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan ben Chanina is regarding lishma or ein edim b'tzun l'kaimai? Rabba is the one that's used as the symbol for those who hold that the reason is because lafisha in bikin lishma, Isle the Rava also agrees to Rava's requirement of that you have to be Mekayim the Shtar, and therefore if you're saying that the concept of requiring three is because of Kiyim Ashtar, so then either way, even Rabbi Yechanan held like Rava of Kiyim, of because of Lishma, would still have to hold of Rava, meaning Rabbi Chanina, of Kiyim Ashtar, which would itself require already having three. So why is Rabbi Yechanan saying that it's enough with two? So El Rav, the Gemara explains them, their machlek is as follows. The kula alma be'in and edim mitzun l'kaimai. Everyone holds that you need to have the reasoning, as we mentioned before. Rabbi Yechanan is definitely like that, and Rabbi Chanina seemingly is like that too. That it's like Rava, that it's because you have to be able to validate the witnesses signed in the document, which you might not have at a later time when the husband contests, and therefore that's why he's saying b'fali nechtav. Now, so what's their machlekes? V'hacha b'shliach nasa aid. Here it's regards to an agent becoming a witness. And the aid nasadain, and then just similarly, a witness becoming a judge, kamiflagi, that's machloikis between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina. In other words, do we say that just like a shleich can become an aid, so too an aid can become a dain? Where manda am befineshnaim kasab Rabbi Yechanan, who held you give it in front of two people, held that just like a shleich nasa aid, just like we know that an agent could become a witness, so too the aid nasadain, a witness could become a judge. So therefore, this shliach lahilacha, who is a witness, who is testifying regarding the validity of the site, not only is he a shliach, but he's actually becoming an aid regarding the validation of the get, he could then actually join with them and become the third judge who has to preside over the kiyam hashtaris. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says, enough to have two other people because the third one will be the shliach. Uman da'am b'fnei gimel k'sav, however, Rabbi Chanin, who held that you have to have three people being given in front of, he held that even though shliach nasa aid, even though an agent could become a witness, but ve'ein aid nasa dain. But a witness cannot become a judge, and therefore has to be given in front of three to have the halach of kiyam hashtaris being done with three people. Now the Gemara asks them this interpretation. But v'kaim alam b'drabanan, how can you say Rabbi Chanin requires three people? Because the aid, this shliach, does not become a dain. But v'kaim alam b'drabanan, we know the halacha is, by rabbinic law, the aid nasa dayan, that a witness does become a judge, where, for example, like this halach of kiyam shtaris, which is a rabbinic requirement, whereas the Gemara says in Masechet Ksubos, if let's say three people are sitting to validate a document, and two recognize the signatures and one doesn't, where ultimately what ends up happening is that they testify and then they become judges, which the Gemara there asks, What do you mean? Are you saying that witnesses can become judges? And the Gemara there answers and it says that when do we say, as we're explaining over here, that those who say that ain eid nasa die, and that's only by biblical halacha, like by eidus hachedish. But by rabbinic law, which is like by ki mishtar, then eid, everyone agrees, becomes a dayan. So how can you say that Reb Chanina holds it needs to be in front of three, when rabbinic law should only require, like Reb Yechanan says, two, because everyone would agree that the shliach, the aid, could become a dayan? So rather, the Gemara explains the hacha b'hakal mevgir. So what are they arguing about? The Mar Sabar, that Reb Chanina held, that if you're right, it should be enough with two, because aid could become a dayan. But if we allow that to be, that the shliach could bring it in front of only two people, the problem you could run into is, kiven de ishak sheri lehevi es aget, since we explained from a Mishnah later, that a woman is valid to be a shliach lelacha for her own get, the problem is, zimne demaisi le itzav esamichelo. It could happen, as we said, it's a valid case, where the woman herself will bring her get, and, as we said, she also has to say b'fanenachtem, and she's going to be bringing it in front of only two people, which we're going to validate it. And the problem with that is that even though Eid Nasa Dayan, but a woman is not fit to be one of the three Dayanim. So therefore, we never let in front of two, because we're the concern of the case of when the woman's the Shliach, where then that wouldn't allow of Eid Nasa Dayan. Whereas V'idach Rabbi Yechon held that no, Isha made the Yadim L'Sam Chala. By a woman, everyone knows that she can't be the third judge, and therefore, they'll have to have three. But by a regular Shliach, where he could become a dayan in rabbinic law, it's enough to be given in front of two people. Now the Gemara says, Tanika Vaseid Rabbi Yechanan, we have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan, who said it only has to be given in front of two people. With the Braisa here says the following halacha. Hamevi get me Medina Siyam. From someone, an agent brings a get from Medina Siyam, he gives her the get, and he didn't say, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed. So the halacha is, Yaitzi, the woman who got married with this get, has to get divorced, and moreover, if she didn't get divorced and she fostered a child, havlad mam, the child is illegitimate child, as if she wasn't even divorced, as if this wasn't a kosher get, she was still married to her previous husband, even though it's a totally kosher get, and her child's a mamzer. Divrei Meir, that's the opinion of Meir. The Chacham Aymrim, they say no, ain't havlad mamzer, the child's not an illegitimate child. Of course, this was at least there's no reason to assume why not. There might be reasons that we required mefanachtem v'nachtem, because of, let's say, concerns that maybe wasn't written lishma, or maybe because the husband's going to contest it, but that's only maybe, and it's preventive measures, but definitely it's a kosher get, and the child's not a mamzer. But ketzed yasa, what should they do? Because ultimately there is a requirement of b'fanenachtem. So yitleno hemeno, so the shliach takes it back from the woman, v'yachzev yitneno lo b'fnei shnayim, and then he goes and gives it back to her in front of two people. And then he says, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed, and therefore that will take care of the requirements for the get to be totally validated. But one thing we see is that in front of how many people does he give it? As the Braisa says, b'fnei shnayim, which supports Rabbi Yechanan, not like Rabbi Chanina, who required three people. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara asks, once it introduced this Braisa, says, v'remeir, mishum deloy am b'fani nechtem, because the shliach didn't say in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed, yitzi v'avlad mamzer, she has to get divorced and the child is a mamzer. What are you talking about? It's at least the chazaka is, it's a kosher get, and we actually know that it was written in front of him because he didn't say it. That's why the chacham said, okay, so give it back and just do it over. But because he didn't say it, the child's a mamzer. Why should that be? I thought the Gemara answers in yes. Because Rameh goes according to the opinion mentioned elsewhere, the Amr of Amnuna, Mishmeh the Ula, that Rav Nuna had said in name of Ula, that Oymah Rameh had said, Kalamishana Mimadbeya, Shatava Chacham Begitten. Whoever changes from the text that was coined by the sages by Gitten, which in this case is that they required these exact words to be said, and they didn't say it, Yetzi Vavlad Mamzer. She has to get divorced, and the child's a mamzer. This becomes intrinsic to the validity, to the validation of the get itself. And since he didn't say it, if she got married and she got a child with that other man, the child is going to be considered a mamzer as if she was never divorced in the first place. Now, continuing on these halachas about shliach lahalacha of a get, the Gemara says the barhed yeboi lasu yegite. He wanted to go ahead and be the shliach to bring a get from a husband to a wife. So Asla Kameh de Rabahi came in front of Rabahi, who was in that city where they were writing the get, to have a Mamunah Gita. He was in charge of Gitin. that this idea of being in charge of getting is, as it's explained in Masechet Kedushin Vav Amud Aleph, that whoever is not proficient in the details and the nuances of getting and Kedushin shouldn't be involved with it. And they would always place a great Talmud Chacham to be in charge to make sure that it was being written and being executed appropriately. So in that town, Reb Achi was the one in charge. So Amalei, so Reb Achi said to Bar Hedya, you have to stand over the scribe as he's writing every single letter, because you're going to have to say b'vonenachta, right? And that's required. So you have to say in front of him it was written. You got to see every single letter as being written. Now, Asli kamed Reb Amiv Reb Asi, but he came in front of Reb Amiv and Reb Asi, and Amrilei, they told him loitzriches. No, you don't have to stand over the scribe as he's writing every single letter. It's enough with just one line. Whereas Rashi actually explains elsewhere that one line is the first one, which talks about it says his name and her name and the city. Those are what's the primary part of the tarif of the get. But the rest, you don't have to stand over. Now, they told him moreover, and even if you're going to say, okay, I'll do stringently, like Rabbi Achi told me, I just want to be, you know, let me go all the way and say, I'm saying in front of me was written, I want to see the whole thing. And that they said, no, you shouldn't. Because what you're going to do is you're going to create rumors regarding the earlier Gittin, who people didn't stand over the whole thing, and they say, oh, look at him, he stood over the whole thing. Must be that's maybe required. No, we don't want you to be more than one line, because then you're going to create rumors and people saying things about other Gittin. So to Rabbi Babachana, Aitzi Gita, he brought a get. Palga ichdev kameh upalga lo ichdev kameh. Only half was written in front of him, but the other half wasn't written in front of him. And Asli Kamed Reb Elazar, he came in front of Reb Elazar, and Amalei Afil Lekasab Eleshita Achas Leshma Shoben Etzach. He says, it's okay, even if you only saw one line being written in front of you, that it was being written for the sake of the woman, you don't have to see the rest of the get being written for the sake of this woman. Now Rav Ashi says, as we continue on top of Amalei Afil, he takes it even further. He says, Afila, and the Agur Soi is to add the word Shama, even if he only heard Kan Kulmas of a Kan Megilsa, even if he only heard the sound of the pen and the sound of the scroll, meaning he hears the pen as it's being written, the quill, and he hears the parchment as it's being scraped on, as if it makes the sound kan kan, that's the noise that's being made by the scribe. Even if he just hears that, that's enough to validate the halacha of saying b'fon enachem, b'fon enachem. So even though it's not seeing it, he's just hearing it, that's enough. As the Gemara says, Tanika Pasid Rav Ashi, Rav Bryson supports Rav Ashi. Maybe get me Medina Siyam. Someone brings a get from Medina Siyam. Afilahu b'bayis v'sefer ba'aliyah. Even if he's just in the house and the scribe is in the attic, or hu ba'aliyah v'sefer ba'bayis, or he's in the attic and the scribe is in the house, and afilah nichnas v'yetzi kol yom kula, even if he's coming in and out the whole day, kasha, it's okay. He doesn't have to see it being written, as long as he knows that he's writing it, and then they're giving it to this woman. He's writing it for the sake of this woman. Even if he just hears it being written for the sake of this woman, even if he didn't see it, that's enough. Now, the Gemara asks, but who b'bayis v'sefer ba'aliyah? But if he's in the house and the scribe is in the attic, haloika chazalei, but he's not seeing it. And that the Gemara says, elav, rather, this is the support for Rav Ashi, kugin neshama kan kumasa v'kama gilta, that he's hearing it being written, even though he doesn't see it, that is enough. Now, Amamah, the Gemara just explains, once we introduce this brisa, it said that afilo nichnas v'yetze kol yom kula, even if he's coming in and out all day, it's going to be kasha. So the Gemara wonders, man, who's coming in and out all day? Ilei mishliach, if it's the shliach who was coming in and out all day and he didn't see the whole time as he was writing, but hashda hu b'bayis v'sefer ba'aliyah, if we just said in the first half of the brisa, that even if he's in the house and the scribe is in the attic, that he didn't see it at all, Amrit Kashi said it's okay because he knows, he hears what's going on, he knows that it's being written for the woman, coming in and out, do we have to say that it's going to be Kashi? That's more, because at least at some points he comes and checks, oh, it's good, okay, and goes out, comes in, why do you have to say that? Even if he didn't come into the room at all, we said it's going to be enough. Elarav, the Gemara says safer. When we're saying that it's Kashi, even if he's in and out all day, it's a reference to the scribe himself. I think Gemara wonders, Pshita, that's pretty obvious. From the nichnas v'yetzin nifsalina, because he has to go out to take a break and he comes back in and goes back out, we would think that we would invalidate the get. So the Gemara says lo yitzricha. What's requiring for the chiddush of this halach and the brisa is talking about the nafik, where the scribe goes out l'shuka. In the middle of writing the get, he goes out to the marketplace, to a place where there's many people there. V'as, and then he comes back. Mao de Tema, you would think to say maybe in the Shachrina Ashkeche, maybe he met another person over there, because he's the scribe, he's the town scribe. And maybe he met another man who actually has the same name as the man that he's writing the get for. V'amalai, and that person, maybe he's more wealthy, maybe offered him more money, and he said to him to write a get for him. And maybe when he's writing this get, actually maybe although he's saying out loud and this guy's hearing it, oh, it's same name, same, that he's actually writing it for this other person in the marketplace, and hence it is possible, even if he ends up giving it to this person that he originally had been writing it for, because it wasn't written lishma. That's what kamashma, that's the chiddush of the braisa, and no, even if he goes out and comes back in, we don't have to be concerned that he was then changed his mind and wrote it for a different person with the same name who he met in the marketplace, and therefore it's going to be kosher.